Oh, the night that Mickey Shepherd died is a night I'll never forget. Some of the boys got loaded, drunk, and they ain't got sober yet. As long as the bottle was passed around, every man was there to stay. The Yogi came with a fiddle, some music for the play. That's how they show their respect for Mickey Shepherd. That's how they show their honor and their pride. They say it was a sin and shame, and they winked at one another. But every drink in the place was full the night that Mickey died. As Mrs. Shepherd sat in the corner pouring out her grief, Mr. and his gang came tearing down the street. They went into an empty room and a bottle of whiskey stole. They put that bottle with the corpse to keep that whiskey cold. That's how they show their respect for Mickey Shepherd. That's how they show their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame and they winked at one another. But every drink in the place was full the night that Mickey died. About 2 o'clock in the morning after emptying the jug, Ron rolls out the icebox lit to see for Mickey's mug. They stopped the clock so Mrs. Shepherd couldn't tell the time. And at 2:15 we argued it was 9. That's how they show their respect for Mickey Shepherd. That's how they show their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame and they winked at one another. But every drink in the place was full the night that Mickey died. They stopped the hearse on Main Street outside the dance saloon. They all walked in at half past 8 and staggered out at noon. They went up to the graveyard so holy and sublime. To find out when they got there, they left the corpse behind. That's how they show their respect for me, Shepherd. That's how they show their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame and they winked at one another. But every drink in the place was full the night that Mickey died. Well, the night that Mickey Shepherd died is a night I'll never forget. Some of the boys got loaded drunk and they ain't got sober yet. As long as the bottle was passed around, every man was there to stay. The Yogi came with a fiddle, some music for the play. That's how they show their respect for Mickey Shepherd. That's how they show their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and shame and they winked at one another. But every drink in the place is full the night that Mickey died. Yeah, every drink in the place is full the night that Mickey died.
And that was Edmonton's answer to the Irish Rovers' UB with a song about truly a Ukrainian-Canadian icon, Mickey Shepherd, and that is the Mickey half of the duo Mickey and Bunny that was made so famous back in the 60s. And that is from their most recent CD, UB's that is, and you'll be hearing more from UB later on in the show. І таким живавим темпом розпочали нашу програму. Вітаю вас всіх, шановні радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос». З вами Павліна Макварі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Ми маємо дуже цікаві новини на сьогоднішній програмі. Hello there, and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. I'm Paulette Demchuk-McQuarrie, your host, and I am so glad to have you with me this hour. Whether you're tuning in on AM, FM, or shortwave radio, online, or in flight, or to the podcast, a very warm welcome to you, Vitayu. We have a great program lined up for you on Ukrainian Food Flair. Sylvia will be talking about walnuts and sharing another yummy recipe. On Ukraine News Outlook, more on the tribulations and trial of Yulia Tymoshenko, Ukraine's gas woes, and new developments in the food industry in Ukraine. And later on in the show, we'll be joined by Jarrett Pawlik with the Ukrainian polka band UB, who you just heard, and we'll be talking about the band, including its mysterious name, so stay tuned for that. And we'll also have a proverb of the week, other items of interest, and more great Ukrainian music. And coming up now from Ukraine, Oksana Mucha and Na Kameni Nohemeyu, On the Rocks, Washing My Feet.
Чари сиплять, а я ся не бою. Кругом мене чари сиплять, а я ся не бою. Кругом мене чари сиплять, а я не боюся. Коби швидше до осені, бо я віддаюся. Коби швидше до осені, бо я віддаюся. вечора, то я притулюся.
Radiocast.ca – це наша адреса в інтернеті. Українська радіопрограма з Ванкувера «Четверта хвиля».
Ukrainian programming The Fourth Wave from the Burnaby Mountain.
Ми виходимо на хвилі 91 FM в Ванкувері. Також ловіть наш потік через вебсайт cjsf.ca.
Зубрівка from Toronto. That is from their CDs Novu Vdoma, Home Again, and Tiche Voda Kalamutna, Muddy Waters Flowing. Up next, another Toronto group, Pete Oblachkom, and here they are now with Pasla.
Yeah, ba, 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 ba. Yeah, ba, 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 ba. Yeah, yeah, ba, 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 ba. Yeah, ba, ba, do yeah.
Прийшли до ній три у сарове пот, нічко зна попот з нами. Прийшли до ній три у сарове пот, нічко з нами пот. Я па 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 па
є. Не піду я з вами, де-де-де подію, па-па-па-па. Вижень пави до зеленої трави, сама, знов-попод з нами. Вижень пави до зеленої трави, сама, под, з нами, под. Я па-па-па-па-па-па-па, я па-па-дуап, є.
Не-не-не-не.
Погуляти ти не піду, боби, боби листя
поламали,
поламали, фа-фа-фа-фали в зелені,
зелені,
ка-ка-ка-каба,
зелені
капаті, боби, боби листя
поламали,
поламали, фа-фа-фа-фали в зелені,
зелені,
ка-ка-ка-каба,
па-па-па-па-па,
я па-па-па-па-па.
Шубний і Васенько, але не до правди, до правди. Любив мене шубний і Васенько, але не до я па 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 я па па я я па 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 я па паду я пасла оє.
And now, Ukrainian Food Flair with Sylvia Molnar. Tips for Ukrainian cooking.
Hello. Ukrainians love walnuts. We not only eat them right out of the shell, but use them extensively in a variety of sweet and savory dishes. My parents had a walnut tree growing in our Vancouver backyard that actually produced walnuts. Mom not only baked with them, but used them as a hair dye. I guess the iodine in the skins darkened the hair a little and made it shiny. She also made ornaments for our Christmas tree. She simply hung them from wire hooks she made. Walnuts are considered by the experts to be very healthy. They contain an abundant source of fatty acids, and with a high antioxidant content, walnuts offer cardiovascular protection as well as a number of anti-inflammatory benefits. Now, that's a power food. Here's a great recipe for Ukrainian walnut tort. It's light, tender, and delicious, and considered the queen of all torts. You'll need the following ingredients: 1 cup butter, 2 cups sugar, 3 cups flour, 2.5 teaspoons baking powder, 1 teaspoon salt, 2 teaspoons vanilla, 1 cup milk, 1 cup finely chopped walnuts, not ground, 4 eggs, and this is what you do. Grease and flour 2 round 9-inch cake pans. Cream butter and sugar until very light and fluffy. Sift the flour, baking powder, and salt together and add to the butter mixture. Stir in vanilla, milk, and walnuts. Beat in eggs. Pour into the 2 prepared pans. Bake at 375 degrees Fahrenheit about 25 minutes or until done when tested. Spread layers and top with chocolate icing or as desired and decorate with walnut halves. Delicious! Try it! It's Ukrainian!
Thanks, Sylvia, for sharing your Ukrainian culinary expertise on Ukrainian Food Flair here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Yeah.
and getting into the Christmas spirit with the Kiev Chamber Choir, and that was, of course, Ding Dong Merrily on High. Here they are now with another non-Ukrainian Christmas tune, Let It Snow.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, and the fire is so delightful, and since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I cut some corn for Poppy. The light is turned way down low, let it snow, let it snow. Dear is still goodbye, but as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Of stopping, and I cut some corn for Bobby. The light is turned away now. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
If I make it so long, all
I know
is going out in the storm.
You really hope it
all
the
way long,
all
night long.
The fire is slowly.
You're listening to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Вишневого саду на високій полонині водиться хлопоче, молодого терна любити захоче, на високій полонині туманки, туманки, та лиш того хлопця любить, що один у мамки, та лиш того хлопця любить, що один у мамки. Нічим, нічим легіннику така вся вродила. Буде жити легіннику і сиді ви зниті. Я стояла на танчику, а тим я не віті. Ой, любов до легіннику, любов не дурниця. Так ми любов душу з'їла, як коноплі птиця. Так ми любов душу з'їла, як коноплі птиця.
Я беру про твою роботу, а за теперу про твою красоту. Та як будеш лебіднико мою красу знати, та ти будеш у суботу сам сорочку брати. Та я буду у суботу сам сорочку брати. Та я буду на неділю гарну жінку мати. Та я буду на неділю гарну жінку мати.
And a bit of a blast from the past for you there, courtesy the Voloshki Singers of Vancouver from a vinyl recording that they made back many years ago called Uni Marie, and that song was a Kolomeka.
Ukrainian News Outlook. Coming up, bizarre hearing in the cell of Yulia Tymoshenko, millions paid to Russia for gas, and Ukraine to upgrade food safety. I'm Keith Parent. A Ukrainian court held a bizarre hearing at the prison cell bedside of opposition leader Yulia Tymoshenko on Thursday, as authorities pressed ahead with more legal action against her, despite an outcry from the West. State prosecutors were formally asked for the rearrest of Tymoshenko, who was sentenced to 7 years in prison in October for abuse of office, on additional charges of tax evasion and theft of government funds. Her defense lawyer said the judge, state prosecutor, and legal counsel crowded into Tymoshenko's 22-square-meter cell in Kiev with the former prime minister, who has back problems and has been lying in bed. Chairs were brought in for the judge and state prosecutors, and the judge was there in his robes for the occasion. Tymoshenko, who was the leading light in the Orange Revolution protests in 2004 that overturned the old political order of the ex-Soviet Republic, says she is the victim of a vendetta by her political foe Viktor Yanukovych. The European Union also says her trial was politically motivated. The fresh legal moves appear to confirm Yanukovych's unwillingness to heed Western calls for her release and threaten the success of an EU-Ukraine summit in Kiev on December 19th. The second arrest warrant would mean Tymoshenko would stay in jail, where she has been since August, even if an appeals court overturns the October verdict. Ukraine paid about $440 million for natural gas imported from Russia in November and must pay an additional $562 million by December 28th, said the country's state-run energy company, Naftogaz. The November bill is $927 million. Russia has agreed to extend the deadline for monthly payments to the 28th of each month from the 7th, according to Naftogaz. Ukraine is paying about $400 per 1,000 cubic meters of gas this quarter. They are also seeking to renegotiate its contract with Russia to lower the price to $230. The two parties may complete talks on gas supplies by the end of this year. Ukraine is planning to invest millions to upgrade its food safety standards. The last time an upgrade was done was in 1991. But now, since Ukraine is on the verge of signing a free trade agreement with the European Union, this move could benefit the country's agricultural sector. Alexandra Molokolop has the story.
Food safety is a growing public state problem. The World Health Organization estimates that unsafe food makes turbulent people ill, and the mortality rate from low-quality food counts millions worldwide. Thus, most governments worldwide, in cooperation with the international finance organizations, are intensifying their efforts against the current food supply crisis.
The individual consumption has outpaced, in many ways, not only the quantity but also the qualities that is being required. So there is a daunting challenge worldwide.
Ukraine has a long history in the agriculture and food processing industries. Thanks to the fertile black soil, the country has a great potential to fill the global food basket. However, only about 1% of food enterprises in Ukraine have implemented the globally recognized food safety management system. Food producers say the problem lies behind the absence of the preference system for the certificated companies.
You can find both certificated and unlicensed products on the shelves in the store. At the same time, sellers demand low prices on the certificated goods. But let's be honest, it's impossible.
The Ukrainian certification system is based on the law on standards, technical requirements and compliance evaluation procedures, and the law on standardization. Experts, however, say most food safety standards have not been revised since the breakup of the Soviet Union in 1991. Professor Chris Griffiths says the cost of food diseases worldwide counts $1 billion, as in developed countries, the customers are free to sue careless suppliers, the measure which Ukraine has yet failed to accomplish.
You may not have that culture now, but in 2 years, 3 years, you may. And one thing you will find is to introduce food safety successfully into a business is not done in 1 month or 2 months. It takes time.
Ukraine is now a member of the World Trade Organization. Experts, however, say the state is considered as non-compliant with the internationally accepted trade practices. They emphasize the importance for Ukraine to harmonize the state's food safety regulations with international best practices, because not only the poor quality food threatens the health of Ukraine's citizens, but also it has a bad influence on the food business and the country's economy as a whole. Experts say Ukraine has no other option than to implement higher food safety standards, otherwise the local production may not be accepted on the European markets, which is undesirable for Ukraine on the threshold of the EU-Ukraine free trade agreement signing. Oleksandra Molodkova, Kyiv.
And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of Ukraine News Outlook. I'm Keith Perron.
And more Christmas spirit, and this comes courtesy Ruslana from Ukraine and Rizvyana Tema, a seasonal theme, and a tune requires no further explanation.
Thank you. знаю, заблудила. А я чорнява, нічки не спала, з долею уяла. А я чорнява, нічки не спала, з долею уяла. Ой, козачі, молодий гуртяю, видіть мене зеленого гаю. А я чорнява, нічки не спала, з долею уяла. А я чорнява, нічки не спала, з долею уяла.
Is Jarrett Pollock from Edmonton, and Jarrett is with the group UB, and this group has just recently released its second CD, which is called Homebrew, and the first one is called Hardwood Harmonics, and that was when I first heard about UB back at Dauphin at the Ukrainian Festival. I finally caught up with Jarrett, so we've got him on the line now to tell us all about UB and the big question I've had for many years about this group. So welcome to Nash Holos, Jarrett. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you very much for having us.
Now, you've been around since when? I first heard about you in Dauphin, and I can't even remember the year that was.
That would have been in 2005 when we were in Dauphin, but the group has been around since actually 1997.
Wow.
Yeah, so we've been around for quite a while. We're not as prolific in the CD making business as some others, so we kind of come in and out of publicity, but still kicking around since that time.
Awesome. Now, there on Hardwood Harmonics, I see four of you, and I see a whole bunch of people on your new CD. So tell us about who are the guys in the band now, and who were they, and who have you been working with? I see Brian Sherwick here. So you've been doing some collaborating with other Edmonton artists.
Oh, yes. Yeah. The lineup has changed several times. We originally started out with those four members that you see on the cover of Hardwood Harmonics, myself, Arko Ferdich, and two Zakardonsky brothers from here in town. we had already at that time essentially added two other vocalists, Dan Bridges and Dave Kozak, but they were kind of not full-time yet. Right after Hardwood Harmonics in 2002, we had basically added them full-time. And then shortly after that, Brian, who you had mentioned of the Cubasonics fame, also essentially became a full-time member until just recently when he relocated to St. John's, Newfoundland.
And he never said.
Yeah, he's an East Coaster now.
Yeah, I knew he was in Newfoundland, but I did not know that he was playing with you guys. So we've played some music. Listeners that have been listening to Nash Holis probably be familiar with your music because I've been playing it for a long time. You do a really nice mix of contemporary, but you still kind of keep that traditional feel to it.
Yeah, that's, you know, a lot of bands are, at least especially in Western Canada, still have that traditional feel in the background. It's something that everyone's familiar with and that we certainly like to keep alive. But at the same time, we take influences from all over the place. Bands from Ukraine, just regular music that everyone listens to, top 40 music, jazz, country. So we take our influence from all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps us interested as well.
Right, yeah. Well, since 1997, now that's quite a while. What prompted you, what got you guys together in the first place? Why did you decide to start a polka band and a rock polka band?
Well, we were most of us were either in high school or just out of high school at the time, and we had all danced in the Vohyn Ukrainian Dance Ensemble from Edmonton and attended zabavas and various festivals, and we had just thought it would be a great idea, give it a try, because we really enjoyed that sort of music, and most of us weren't very experienced playing music, but we kind of learned our instruments together and grew up playing in the band. So
yeah.
It's a little bit of a unique experience that way.
Yeah, wow. You grew up with the band. And you learned the music as you went along. So did you take formal music lessons in school, or were you in school bands, or how did that work?
Yeah, all of us had had a little bit of musical training, but certainly not enough that we would have just got together and started playing a circuit. We really did, some of us, learn how to play our instruments and sing and everything together. We also now, all of us that sing in the band, which are quite a few of us, five of us, all sing in a choir here in town, and have actually sung in a cappella groups together as well.
Okay, that explains. Your vocals are outstanding.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so you're all good singers. But you do this is a part-time gig for you guys. So what? Tell us about the band members. You're a lawyer?
Yes, I am. I'm a lawyer in town. We have two people that are contractors here in town. We have students. So we have one student. We have, well, of course, Brian, who's a professor.
Mm-hmm.
So we have quite a range. Everyone's working and with families and everything. So this is definitely a part-time occupation, but still a lot of fun.
Yeah, so do you do gigs around town?
Yep, we play quite a few weddings and zabavas for dance groups and that sort of thing, and we've played, I think, most major festivals in Western Canada. We've also traveled to North Dakota for the festival they have there, and we've done, well, we released our CD this past summer in Dauphin at Canada's National Ukrainian Festival, and that was quite a bit of fun.
Mm-hmm. And I got it courtesy Roman Batan, who does the radio program in Your Fair City. So I was just delighted because I wasn't aware that you had released another CD. So, and I said, I want to talk to you. So
well, people had been wondering for quite a long time when we'd put out another product, and life and all sorts of other things, and just the busy schedule playing gigs had got in the way of us getting back into the studio, but we decided that we better do it, just to keep our name out there, and also for our own benefit. Our band had matured and changed to a point where we wanted to record the band as it was today, and good thing we did, because Brian relocated almost a few short weeks after we were done, so it was perfect timing.
Have you got a replacement for Brian?
No, we've been doing without. We did have a CD release party here in town in September where we hired a keyboardist, and that's mainly what he played with us. But there's still plans for Brian to come back and join us at some point. For instance, we're in talks with the Toronto Ukrainian Festival to play this coming September, and he'll probably meet us in the middle and play for that, for instance.
Oh, that'll be nice. That'll be great. So you've been doing the gigs. Are there a lot of groups in Edmonton, that great groups, I have to say, that have come and gone? But you're like, what is that group, Dumka, that has had several incarnations and just kind of kept going and going. And so you're sort of the same way. So it is good that you recorded the second album, because I've been just playing the Dickens out of the first one. And I've had this constant, this is the big question time now. How did you come up with the name, and what does UB stand for?
Okay, well, we've heard lots of guesses, and people think they know the answer to that. And of course, the most common guesses are that it's either Ukrainian Band or Ukrainian Boys, but actually that's not the case.
Neither one.
Neither one.
Oh.
Well, I'll tell you what, we no one really knows the answer to that question.
Nope, and not even you guys?
Well, some of us do.
We've
decided now that we're not going to divulge that information anymore, and so it kind of keeps a mystery, and people seem to think it's kind of funny, but we let people come up with their own guesses, but almost never right.
Well, that's cruel, you know. I've been building up the listeners to this interview, say, okay, now we're going to finally find out all these years, and we're never going to find out.
No, I don't think it's ever going to get out there. I have to say, if you find out, you'd probably be very disappointed.
Oh.
It's not that interesting.
Well, we'll keep the mystique up, and we'll certainly keep playing the music on our show. And can people get your CD?
Sure. Yeah, it's available in several places online for those that aren't in and around Edmonton. It can be downloaded from either iTunes or CD Baby. Those are two websites that allow you to download it directly, or from cdbaby.com. That's the website. You can also physically order the CD. You can also go to the Ukrainian Bookstore's website, and they will be able to ship it to you as well.
Okay, and I'll have all those links on the Nash Hollis blog then to help listeners out. So, and are both CDs available?
Yes, both CDs are available everywhere. We've actually reprinted the original one. We had completely sold out of the first CD, but we've redone it, and so now everything's available again.
Oh, great! That's wonderful. Yeah, because it's timeless. I mean, it's a really nice mix of traditional and contemporary, and it's just a really solid sound.
Oh, I appreciate that. We've had some pretty good contact lately with people. Ukrainians around the world. In fact, this January, we've been asked to come to Melbourne, Australia, so they're going to fly us down for a Malanka in Melbourne.
Wow!
Yep, this January 14th, we'll be playing Malanka in the sweltering heat.
Oh, my goodness. How fun. Wow, well, congratulations. That's great that you're getting so known, and that people recognize your talent and are willing to fly you halfway around the world. Fantastic.
Yeah, it should be a fun experience.
Yeah, yeah. What do your kids and your family think about Dad being in a band, and Dad's buddies?
Oh, well, they all like it. There's a lot of us have kids now, and so we've, they come to the events when they can, and they know they've seen it, and they've all of them have hung around while we rehearse and that sort of thing. So it's quite a bit of fun, actually.
Are any of them going to take after the old blocks?
I'm sure some of them will, for sure. Oh yeah, sure. A lot of them are. We have all the way up to 5 years old almost, so they're starting to take lessons even, and certainly take an interest.
Oh, that's great. Super. Well, thanks so much for taking the time, Jared, to talk to Nash Hollis about the group, and good luck with your future recording endeavors and all your gigs, and have great time down under.
Thanks very much for having us on, and thanks for promoting not only our music on your program, but all of the great music from Canada.
Oh, well, my pleasure, and I absolutely mean that. So thanks again, Jared, and again, all the best, and hope to talk to you again soon.
All right, thank you very much.
Take care.
And I was speaking with Jared Pawlik of the Edmonton Polka Band UB. A little earlier, you heard a medley of two of their songs, one from their first CD, Hardwood Harmonics, that was Ode to a Chabon, fading out into one from their most recent one, which is called Homebrew, and that song was Hrebe. Here they are now with another from Homebrew, a song called Roja Hollyhock. Listening to Nash Holos, Ukrainian Roots Radio, broadcasting from Vancouver Island, Canada, for PCJ Radio.
Кілько літ було вже і минуло, як я замешкав на млині. Колеса крутяться, літами минається. Мені є чудно в голові. Колеса крутяться, літа минається. Мені є чудно в голові. Де я дійдуся, де притулюся, літа мої перейшли мені. Колеса крутяться, літа минається, і вічно так мені де йде. Колеса крутяться, літа минається, і вічно так мені.
From their CD 24 Greatest Hits, that was Mickey and Bunny with Kolesa Krutitsya, The Wheel is Turning. And yes, that was, of course, the Mickey Shepherd that you heard all about in the opening song by UB. And again, that was Mickey and Bunny from 24 Greatest Hits and Kolesa Krutitsya. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio every Sunday evening at 6 p.m., AM 1320 on the radio dial in Vancouver, and online at am1320.com. In Nanaimo on the PCJ Network, Wednesdays at 2 p.m. on 101.7 FM, and online at chly.ca. Elsewhere, Nash Holos airs on AM, FM, and shortwave radio on the PCJ Radio Network. Podcasts available at nashholos.com and at pcjmedia.com, as well as on iTunes. На жаль, ми вже скінчили нашу програму. Вже час додому і сказати до побачення. Але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Усе має свої границі. And our proverb of the week translates as everything has its limits. Well, our time is just about up, so to wrap things up, we have the Playboy Band from Edmonton and the Kalameka in C minor. I'm Paulette Demchik-McQuarrie. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Till next time, do pobachenia.
Ой, поїде кіміна і завтра із жіноєнко. Одяпев я на машечі суди дівчиноєнко. Пасіче, старий коня, пасіче, пасіче, як я піду до дівчини, сам я ще верніться. Моя юбка файна. Пам'ятаю, дівчонайко, як вона чудувала, коло тої кірничею звідси воду брала. Сто діявр на водою хитаю собою. Ти дуже так самяний, як я за тобою. Що віяли на воно, на морозькі левші, як на мужу, котру любив, не був уже не усе. Ой, любив я дівчинку, любив я дівчинку.